Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
It's shaping up to be a perfect Friday night for baseball here along the Mississippi River as the Quad Cities River Bandits get set to take on the Beloit Skycarp for Game 4 of their six-game series. Hi again, everybody. Kyle Kirchvill welcoming you back to Modern Woodman Park in downtown Davenport. A Friday night edition of River Bandits baseball set to get going in about 10 minutes. So, what better a time to welcome you into the River Bandits pregame show? Like I mentioned, it should be almost a perfect night for baseball. Temperatures clocking in the low 80s, just a slight breeze blowing in from left field, and we should have ourselves not only a great night for baseball, but a great matchup on the mound as two of these teams' top young arms, two lefties, go toe-to-toe tonight. For Beloit, it is the Marlins' number three prospect, Thomas White, the 19-year-old competitive balance round A pick by the Marlins back in 2023. We'll get the start against Frank Mazzucato, the Quad Cities lefty, and the Royals' number four prospect, who was a first-round pick himself back in 2021. Before we dive deeper into that matchup and today's starting lineups, let's recap yesterday's ball game. It was one of the more bizarre ones of the year for Quad Cities. They wound up losing the game 8-5, but that was after first pitch was delayed by over 2 hours. We were scheduled to get going at 6:30, but with a couple of different storms moving in and out of the area, we did not begin until 8:31 Central, and we didn't end until 11:33 p.m., and for Quad Cities, it was just a generally tough night, especially in the beginning of the ball game. There were high hopes for the affair with Hunter Patterson making his River Bandits in high A debut. But again, the circumstances for him less than ideal as he had to wait an additional 2 hours to make his first start at Modern Woodman Park. And he only wound up picking up one out in the first inning as the Skycarp struck for 4 runs against him on an RBI single from Johnny Olmstead. And then the third batter of the game, Josh Zamora, launched a 2-run homer, the first of 3 long balls hit in the first third of the ball game for the Skycarp. 2 batters after Zamora, Sam Prater struck for the second home run, his a solo shot to give Beloit that 4-0 lead. Patterson would then walk the next 2 hitters for the Skycarp, and with Tony Bullard coming to the plate, the 8th man on the lineup card for Beloit, Brooks Conrad decided he needed to go to the bullpen, and it would be an abbreviated high A debut for Patterson. A.J. Block came in and kept Beloit off the scoreboard in the second, allowing Quad Cities to cut into the deficit in the bottom half of that frame. Spencer Nivens drove in a run with an RBI on a fielder's choice. But Beloit needed just one batter in the next half inning to get the tally back as Cameron Barstadt left the yard for a solo homer, his fourth of the year. And after that, Osiris Johnson and Johnny Olmstead would connect on an RBI single and an RBI double, respectively, to put the Sky Carp ahead 8-1. The good news for Quad Cities Arms after that is that Beloit would only amass three total base runners over the final two-thirds of the ball game. In fact, Quad Cities would go on a game-closing 4-0 run, but it was not enough. The Sky Carp held on for an 8-5 victory. Oscar Rayo was the biggest bright spot out of the bullpen for Quad Cities. He relieved A.J. Block with 4 2/3 scoreless innings. He gave up just four base runners and picked up three strikeouts to help keep Quad Cities in the game. The Bandits got their second tally in the fifth inning on an RBI double from Brett Squires, who now has 13 two-baggers and 39 RBIs on the season. Quad Cities then back into the run column in the eighth against Edgar Sanchez. Sanchez walked four batters in that frame, including Jack Pineda, with the bases loaded to put Quad Cities down by five. And then in the ninth, the Bandits with a pair of runs and an RBI single from Jared Dickey and a sac fly off the bat of Justin Johnson. But again, too little too late, despite the efforts of Rayo and later Chase Wallace, who would close out the final two innings of the game, retiring six straight. A great outing for the right-hander. So the Bandits coming into tonight after a loss, but the good news is they already have two wins under their belt this week. They got victories against the Sky Carp in the series opener on Tuesday. That was that 6-5 walk-off win where Carter Jensen had the game-winning swing. And then on Wednesday, a pitcher's duel, a 2-1 River Bandits victory, led by a tremendous start, one of the best in his young career, from Steven Zoback, who went six shutout, gave up just two hits with no walks and seven strikeouts. QC looking to get back on track tonight as we're expecting a big crowd on hand for a Fireworks Friday brought to you by Smart Toyota. Also, some fun festivities coming up in-game, including the Genesis Home Run for Life, the first one of the season. We will celebrate a young member of our Quad Cities community who will get to circle the bases at the end of the second inning. Let's jump into the starting lineups for this Friday night affair. First, for the Beloit Sky Carp, the high-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Beloit entering the ballgame 26-33 overall. That's good for fourth place in the Midwest League West Division, but 11.5 games out of first place. For Beloit, their lineup put together by Billy Gardner Jr., the skipper who is now in his second season with the Marlins High A affiliate. He's got Mark Coley II leading off and playing right field. Johnny Olmstead bats second and plays short. And batting third, the second baseman is Josh Zamora. Torin Montgomery is back at first base, batting cleanup. Sam Prater bats fifth and does the catching. And hitting sixth, it's Cameron Barstadt, who will serve as the DH. Jorge Caballero is in left field, batting seventh. Tony Bullard bats eighth and plays third base. And batting ninth, the center fielder is Osiris Johnson. As I mentioned earlier, Thomas White is the starting pitcher for the Sky Carp. The 19-year-old lefty out of Raleigh, Massachusetts, is making his third appearance and third start at the high A level. He comes into tonight the number three prospect in the Miami Marlins organization per MLB Pipeline. He is one of nine organizational top 30 prospects on this Sky Carp squad, and he is one of the highest ranked overall. This season with the Sky Carp, again, just two previous outings, he's been great, allowing just two earned and 8 1/3 with 14 strikeouts to four walks and five hits, an 0-1 record with a 2.16 ERA. White began the season in Single-A Jupiter, made eight starts there, and posted a 3.18 ERA with a strikeout per nine over 11.5, and he has clearly picked up right where he left off here in Beloit. Let's go ahead and get to the lineup now for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the high A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. QC 27 and 33 overall. That is third place in the Midwest League West Division, 11 games back of Wisconsin. Leading off for Quad Cities, it's their shortstop, Jack Pineda. Dustin Dickerson is back in the two-hole, serving as the DH. And batting third, it's the catcher, Carter Jensen. Brett Squires will bat cleanup. He's over at first base. Spencer Nivens gets the start in center field and bats fifth, with Carson Rockefeller getting the day off. Trevor Werner bats sixth and plays third base. Justin Johnson is at second, batting seventh, while Gene Ramirez patrols right field and hits eighth. And Davies Nadal rounds out the lineup, batting ninth and playing left field. On the mound for Quad Cities, it is one of the Royals' top young prospects, the 20-year-old lefty out of Hartford, Connecticut, Frank Mazzucato. Frankie now in his second season in Midwest League action, and he has been terrific this year. 3-4 with a 2.95 ERA, 35 strikeouts in 42 and two-thirds innings. Of course, one of the biggest issues for Frank has been the walks. He's given up 26 in those 42 and two-thirds innings this year. But last week against Wisconsin, he pitched to his third win of the year, gave up just one run in five innings, and walked a season-low matching one. He'll look to continue to pound the strike zone tonight against this Skycarp team, who generally has struggled at the plate offensively here in the month of June. But, of course, yesterday picking up an 8-5 win with the early homers. Time to take our only break on the River Bandits pregame show. When we come back, we'll get this game started. National Anthem next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Please welcome Victor Paul.
River Bandits Baseball is back on the air tonight for a Friday evening matchup against the Beloit Sky Carp in Game 4 of the 6-game series here in downtown Davenport. Once again, happy Friday, everybody. Kyle Kirchival joining you here in the John O'Donnell Press Box and at Modern Woodman Park as the Bandits open up their weekend slate of games, so to speak, the second half of this 6-game homestand against the Sky Carp. Bandits in the home white jerseys today with Bandits across the chest in gold and blue, and of course the gold number on the front and on the back. For the Sky Carp, they're back in the road grays with a teal and black Beloit across the chest and the teal numbers with the black and teal piping and trim. Quad Cities, 27-33 on the season. They are out of playoff contention in the first half. However, the record's reset in less than a week. And Frank Mazzucato, their starting pitcher tonight, looking to help get the vibes heading in the right direction in just a few ball games. Top third of the order for Beloit tonight, Mark Coley II, Johnny Olmstead, and Josh Zamora. It is a right-handed loaded lineup for Billy Gardner Jr.'s Sky Carp. Per usual, the lone lefty batting sixth in Cam Barstad. Coley II's in the box, ready to go. Mazzucato works out of the stretch. First pitch is grounded towards short, gloved by Pineda on the palm of the leather. Throw to first is low, but dug out by Squires. And Coley is retired on just one pitch. So a good start to the ball game for Mazzucato, who I mentioned last week against Wisconsin, only picked up one strikeout in 5 innings of action, but he got the win and only allowed one run on a solo homer. He now gets Johnny Olmstead with the bases empty and one out. First pitch to the right-handed hitter is a called strike one. Defensively for Quad Cities, they'll have Nivens patrolling center tonight with Nadal in left, Gene Ramirez in right field. Here comes Mazzucato's 0-1. Missed outside. One ball and one strike. Jack Pineda, the shortstop. You already saw him with an opportunity. Johnson at second. Werner at third. Squires at first. Carter Jensen behind the plate. Mazzucato's 1-1. Fastball popped up in the right side over towards the Party Plaza. It gets out of play for strike two. Mazzucato, still just 20 years old, but he will turn 21 next week when Quad Cities is in Midland for a series against the Great Lakes Loons. Stands on the hill at 6'3", 175 pounds. His 1-2 to Olmstead is a breaking ball. Again, grounded to short. Pineda gloves it, throws across to first. This one's a better toss, and it yields the same result. Couple of 6-3 grounders to start the evening for Mazzucato. And now he'll face the second baseman, Josh Zamora. Frank, the number 4 prospect in the Royals organization per MLB Pipeline. And the top left-handed pitching prospect in the system. First pitch, breaking ball, falls into the inner half for a called strike one. Mazzucato with that 4-pitch mix. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. His curveball very north to south. His slider the opposite. 0-1. Low and outside. 1-1. Of course, by that I mean not south to north, but for Mazzucato, west to east, going from left to right across the plate. Zamora with one of the 3 homers for the Sky Carp yesterday. A 2-run shot. 1-1. Missed outside. Close but no cigar. It's 2-1. Zamora now with 11 homers to lead Beloit. His mark tied for the 3rd most in the league. He's tied with Cam Collier of Dayton and Felix Stevens of South Bend. Hitters count, 2-1. A wave and a miss. Kind of a half-hearted swing from Zamora, who never committed to the hack. 2 balls, 2 strikes. By the way, Alex Shears is the home plate umpire for this Friday night matchup. His partner, Ian Durkin, patrolling the bases, currently standing on the lip of the grass down the first baseline. 2 outs, nobody on. Mazzucato's 2-2 pitch to Josh Zamora. Check swing, fastball was high at an even 90. Count runs full. It's about where Frank will max out with the fastball. He'll touch 91 on occasion, but usually sitting in the upper 80s, low 90s, and leaning heavily on the off speed and his overall command. 3-2. Breaking ball popped in the air towards shallow center. In comes Nivens on the run. It lands between him and Johnson, and it's a base hit for Josh Zamora. Well, I don't think Josh could have walked a baseball out there and placed it more perfectly between the center fielder and the second baseman. And despite a good pitch from Mazzucato, well, change up. Zamora is able to bloop one in and extend the inning for the first baseman, Torin Montgomery. Left on right, Mazzucato remaining in the stretch. First pitch goes between the legs of Jensen and back towards the screen. He never got a piece of it. Zamora moves up the second on a wild pitch. Looks like Mazzucato threw the slider. Must have been what Jensen was expecting because he never went out to talk with the lefty. Just gets back into his crouch and awaits the 1-0. Montgomery rests the bat on his shoulder and now takes a called strike on the upper inside corner. 1-1. Montgomery was the cleanup hitter for Beloit yesterday and throughout the first two games of the series. He's batting .228 with three homers and 27 driven in. A man stands at second with two outs in the top of the first. 1-1. Fouled off over the right side. 1-2. Montgomery has the longest active on-base streak for any Sky Carp hitter. He has reached safely in 10 straight ball games. Got the streak to double digits with a second inning single yesterday. That was his lone knock. Frank looking for his first strikeout and to end the top of the first. The pitch. Ground ball towards short. Glove to his left. Pineda sets his feet. Throws to first in time. All three outs in the first inning. 6-3 grounders handled by Jack Pineda and Brett Squires. Mazzucato works around the two-out single. Bandits to the plate for the bottom of the first. Scoreless ball game, and Thomas White on his way out to the hill when we come back.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
The 35th pick overall in last year's draft on the hill here at Modern Woodman Park. The Marlins left-handed pitching prospect, I should say, Thomas White, ready to make his third start of the season for the club's High A affiliate. White, 6'5", 210 pounds, a native of Raleigh, Massachusetts, getting his first start of the season against the Royals High A affiliate, the Quad Cities River Bandits. We've got a scoreless inning from their big-time lefty prospect in the top of the first. Pineda, Dickerson, Jensen to greet White. He works out of the wind. First pitch coming home. Fastball taken for a strike, lower outside corner. Sky Carper shifted towards right, playing Pineda to pull the baseball. Third baseman Bollard even with the bag. 0-1. Low and outside, 1-1. Just a three-pitch mix for White. a fastball that ranges from 92 to 95 and will top out at 97. Now the 1-1, fouled back to the screen. Big hack from Jack, but it's 1-2. The curveball for White sits around 80, while the changeup ranges from about 80 to 83 and features some nice fading action. 1-2 to Pineda. The curveball is fouled into the screen, and it's still 1-2. Pineda, the leadoff hitter for Quad Cities yesterday and throughout the first half of the series. On the season, he bats 250 even, but has struggled in this series. The pitch. Fouled back into the net again. Count holds. Now Jack, 3-for-11 in the set. A couple of doubles and three RBIs earlier on in the series, but yesterday, 0-for-4. However, he did work that bases-loaded walk in the eighth inning, one of 11 drawn by Quad Cities yesterday. Another 1-2. Fastball off the hands, grounded towards second. Zamora charges gloves, fires sidearm to first, and gets it there in time for the out. So all four of the first four outs tonight have been via the grounder. Pineda retired 4-3 to start the evening for White. And now Thomas faces the first right-handed bat he'll see today in the Quad Cities designated hitter, Dustin Dickerson. First pitch, fastball inside and maybe a touch low. That one touching 96 on the radar gun. On the way. Another fastball. That one's low and inside, right at 97. The White towards the top of the speed limit, so to speak. Normally you don't see him sit as high as he is to start this ball game. 2-0. Another fastball. It's low and inside. Three balls, no strikes, but again, 96 out of the hand. Carter Jensen waits on deck. He's the catcher. Dickerson playing in his 46th game this year for Quad Cities. 3-0. That is low. Fastball missed below the knees for a four-pitch walk. So a good start to the ball game for Dustin Dickerson, who was 0-for-5 with three pop-ups and two strikeouts yesterday. So perhaps a good omen for him tonight, as the Royals' number 10 prospect and Quad City's catcher Carter Jensen steps into the left-handed box. Left on left, first pitch curveball, missed low and outside, ball one. The starter for Beloit yesterday, Carson Milbrandt, another top 10 prospect in the Marlins system. He also struggled with his command. 1-0. That's low. And now the catcher Prater out to the hill. Both of those misses fastballs. Milbrandt somehow only gave up two runs in 4 1/3 innings, despite allowing a season-high six walks. Quad Cities ended the game with five runs on five hits. And the reason they were able to pull that off was not because of the home run ball. Quad Cities had just two extra base hits in the game, and they were both doubles. They were able to pull it off because the Skycarb walked 11 hitters. Catcher Prater back behind the plate. 2-0 to Jensen. Skips in the dirt. It's blocked, and Dickerson retreats to first. But even though the Bandits were filling up the base paths with traffic, they went just 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position and left 13 men on base. Back-to-back 3-0 counts. The pitch. Called strike. High outside corner. Finally one across for White. His first strike in eight pitches. 290 hitter is Carter Jensen in his second season in high A. 3-1. Another called strike. It's on the outer edge. Count worked full. Jensen with 44 walks on the season. That leads Quad Cities and the Midwest League. one of just three players in the MWL with 40 or more walks. Dickerson at first, one out, scoreless ball game in the bottom of the first. 3-2, punched back to the screen. Carter stays alive. Jensen had one of the two doubles for Quad Cities yesterday. Came with one out in the fifth inning against Milbrandt. Set one off the extreme side in right center field. Next batter, Brett Squires, hit a double right there as well and played at Jensen. Another 3-2. Dickerson takes off. This ball lined into right field. It's going to drop for a base hit. With the head start, Dickerson goes first to third. And that's one heck of an at-bat for Carter Jensen. A seven-pitch battle turns into a one-out single. And Quad Cities threatens with men at the corners and still just one out. Base hit number 64 on the season for Jensen. That ties him with Great Lakes. Noah Miller for the third most in the league this year. And now Brett Squires, who has the second most hits in the league with 66, steps in. Just one of several categories he's on the league leaderboards for. Left on left, first pitch. Fastball sails high. Brett Squires, top seven in the league in average, homers, RBIs, OPS, and hits. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Great breaking ball. And it's one ball, one strike. He is hitting 311 with nine homers and 39 driven in. 2-for-4 with the RBI double yesterday. 1-1. Pitches outside from White. Two balls, one strike. White, 19 years old. He will not hit the double decade mark until September 29th. 2-1. Fastball missed away. 3-1. And once again, another hitter's count for Quad Cities. He was drafted with the Marlins competitive balance round A pick last year. That was the 35th selection overall. 3-1. Fastball, called strike in the lower outside corner. Count now full. White signed for $4.1 million. Started this season in single-A Jupiter after getting a taste of full-season ball last year after being picked. 3-2, Jensen takes off, swing and a miss at home as Squires could not check his swing on the slider outside. It'll be the first strikeout for White and the second out in the first. Carter Jensen, though, does get up to second base without a throw. He's got 13 stolen bases this season. And now Spencer Nivens will look to come through with a two-out RBI opportunity. Left on left, first pitch curveball, sails high. It's ball one. Still just getting underway on a beautiful Friday night in downtown Davenport. Quad Cities hosting Beloit for game four of a six-game series. Scoreless in the bottom of the first. 1-0. Off the end of the bat, looped towards shallow left field. Caballero charging in. He calls off the infielders and makes the catch to end the frame. The Bandits threatened with a couple of early runners into scoring position, but White strands Dickerson and Jensen to send us to the top of the second. We're scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. We're scoreless as we begin the second inning here in Davenport. Frank Mazzucato back to the hill for Quad Cities. Picked up three ground balls to face one over the minimum in the scoreless top of the first. Now gets Sam Prater, Cam Barstad, and Jorge Caballero for the Sky Car. First pitch to Prater in the dirt for ball one. Sam, the catcher for Beloit, he served as the DH yesterday. Went 1-for-4 in the game with a solo homer and a walk. Mazzucato's 1-0 pitch. Wave and a miss. Some off-speed on the outer edge. Looked like the slider. And now time called by Prater. He wants a little pine tar. Didn't like the feel on that swing, so he'll add a little extra grip to his handle. Home plate umpire Alex Shears will spend the time chatting with Carter Jensen. Mazzucato, 20 years old, the Royals' first round pick back in 2021. He was the seventh overall selection, taken out of East Catholic High School in Manchester, Connecticut. Prater's back in the box. Mazzucato's 1-1. Went for the same spot, but missed high and away with the heater at 2-1. Prater playing in his 12th game for Beloit. He's batting .237 with three homers and 11 driven in. The pitch. Lined over the leaping glove of Werner into left field. And the Nadal chases it down and makes sure Prater stays at first base. And he's got the second hit of the ball game for Beloit. So Prater has now reached safely in six straight ball games. And it will be some early traffic for Mazzucato here in the top of the second. So now he gets, for now, the lone left-on-left opportunity in Beloit's lineup facing Cam Barstad. First pitch, curveball, swing and a miss. Some great 12-6 action. Shears indicating that Barstad got a piece of that one, but Jensen held on to the pitch. Prater over at first, being watched by Brett Squires. Mazzucato's 0-1. Fastball, check swing. Pitch was low and in, and he did not go. Ian Durkin says ball one on the appeal. Barstad with a walk and a homer himself yesterday. He is 4 for his last 11 at the plate, batting .226 on the season. Mazzucato looks to first a couple of times. The 1-1. Curveball missed high and inside. 2-1. Skycarp used three home runs within the first third of the ball game yesterday to take a big 8-1 lead. An advantage they crafted as early as the second batter of the game as Barstad grounds one to the left side. Werner picks up. Underhand flip to second for one. Throw to first, not in time. Not too often do you see an underhand feed from the third baseman. But Werner was shifted so heavily towards the second base bag, when the ball took him to his left, it was the cleanest play. So Prater is retired 5-4 at second base. Barstad safe at first on a fielder's choice, but he has to take it out for it. So now Caballero, he'll take down and away. Left fielder for the Sky Carps, sporting the high black socks as he has done all series. Mazzucato winding the pitch clock all the way down to two. Now he deals. And it's a slider low. Two balls and no strikes. Caballero with his lone hit in the game yesterday, a seventh inning single. Snapped a small 0-for-11 skid he had found himself in. Runner at first, one out. Mazzucato's 2-0. Curveball in the dirt. Nice block by Jensen, who takes a look back Barstad's direction. Scoreless game in the top of the second inning. Bandits put a couple of men in scoring position against Thomas White in their half of the first, but White able to work out of the jam unscathed. Mazzucato's 3-0 pitch. High and away for ball four. First walk of the game for Mazzucato. He allowed just 1 in a 5-inning start against Wisconsin last week. So Barstad into scoring position. Caballero down to first with his third walk in the last two games. And up to the dish, the right-handed hitting third baseman, Tony Bullard. Mazzucato sets above the belt, looks back towards the lead runner. First pitch fastball spiked in front of the plate, knocked down Jensen. Barstad takes off for third, and he's in ahead of the tag from Werner. Just snuck that left-handed oven mitt onto the bag right before Werner could slap the leather on him. No hesitation from Barstad, who saw the pitch in the dirt with that great angle over at second base and just got in ahead of the throw. Nice look on Bally Live and MILB TV. So now, two in scoring position with one out. The Bandits bring the infield in. 1-0 to Bullard is way too high. Two balls, no strikes, and sensing the erratic behavior of Mazzucato's pitches, Jensen will hand deliver him the baseball and try to talk things over. A couple of smiles out there on the hill as Jensen maybe tries to calm him down with some humor. Top of the second inning at Modern Woodman Park. We're scoreless in game four of this six-game series. And at shortstop, Jack Pineda has joined the conversation, but now heads back towards his usual spot as Jensen walks towards the plate. Tony Bullard played in 25 games with Single A Jupiter to start the season, but now plays in his seventh for the Sky Carp. He's four for his first 20 with a double and two RBIs. Picked up a single yesterday. 2-1 pitch. Way too high. Three balls, no strikes. Mazzucato has not been close in either of these last three pitches. Frankel try again. He deals. And that one is high. Ball four. Took a little something off the fastball to try to locate it, but it was not close. It's back-to-back walks allowed. And the River Bandits pitching coach, Derek Lewis, is going to go pay him a visit as well. This has been the issue for Mazzucato really throughout his young professional career. This is his 50th career start. Every single appearance he's had as a professional has been in his starting capacity. And his career walk per nine is 6.3. Historically, he's been able to make up for some of that with a tremendous strikeout rate. For example, last year with Single A Columbia, where he spent most of the year, he had a K per nine that was a career high of 13.6. But this year, it's down to 7.4, almost half of what it was last season. And the walks have been a bigger issue. Ready to resume action, Osiris Johnson takes a curveball on the lower inside corner. It's 0-1. Skycarp have the bases loaded with just one out in the top of the first inning. Johnson with a hit and an RBI in each of the last two games he's played in. 0-1. Down and away with the curveball. One ball and one strike. But even though Mazzucato's strikeout numbers are down, his whip with the Bandits this year is actually lower than what it was with Columbia last season. 1-1. Line drive back up the middle. Played on a hop by Pineda. Flip to Johnson for one. On to first. That's a double play. Who needs the strikeout when you can get the old two for one? Mazzucato works out of the bases loaded jam in the top of the second. We're scoreless through an inning and a half on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Bandidos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
During Frank Mazzucato's 50th career start, Quad Cities turns its 50th double play of the season to help get out of a bases-loaded jam in the top of the second. It keeps us scoreless as Trevor Werner will begin the bottom of the second at the plate for Quad Cities. He leads off the 6, 7, and 8 spots in the lineup with Thomas White doing the pitching. First toss from the southpaw is fouled back into the screen. We did not see Werner in the ball game yesterday, but he did play in each of the first two games of the series, going a combined 1-for-7 with a single. Here's the 0-1. Down and outside, 1-ball, 1-strike. Thomas White, the 19-year-old starting pitcher for the Sky Carp, the Marlins' number 3 prospect per MLB Pipeline. 1-1. Foul ball back to the screen, 1-2. Played his high school ball at Phillips Academy in Andover, Massachusetts. Second player ever drafted out of that school. The first was a man by the name of Adam Crabtree back in 2004. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the game for White. Werner down on the breaking ball. And there's one away to start the home half of the second inning. Went to high school in Andover, but was originally born in Raleigh, Massachusetts. A really small, historic colonial town. A population of just over 6,000. Justin Johnson now at the plate. He'll take low and inside. When you go back east, you can find all these towns that are just so old. And of course, in terms of world history, not old at all. 1-0. Called strike, inner half to JJ. 1-ball, 1-strike. But Raleigh, White's hometown, originally settled in 1638. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Johnson out in front of the off speed. 1-ball, 2-strikes. Lots of great Revolutionary War history there. It's about a half an hour north of Boston. Raleigh pitching, or White rather, pitching in Davenport, Iowa with some great history itself. 1-2. Fouled over the first base dugout. Count holds 1-ball, 2-strikes. Of course, this ballpark built all the way back in 1931. It's the fourth oldest ballpark in affiliated baseball. One out, nobody aboard. 1-2 pitch. Line drive, softly hit, back up the middle and snagged by the second baseman, Zamora. Took a little hop to his right, but makes the squeeze and more or less takes away a hit from Johnson, who defensively did that himself yesterday. Took away a hit from Zamora with a nice diving stop up the middle. Not exactly equal revenge tonight, but second baseman retired by the second baseman. So two outs, nobody aboard for Gene Ramirez. First pitch, high and tight. Ramirez, the 8-hole hitter for Brooks Conrad this evening, getting the start in right field. He has not played a whole lot in the month of June, but when he has played, he's been terrific. 1-0. Skied in the air towards left. Caballero's got a beat on it. He moves over and makes a two-handed catch at the chest to end the inning. A 1-2-3 second for Thomas White. He's retired 5 in a row, including his first two strikeouts. We're through two at Modern Woodman Park. We all take a brief pause for the first Genesis home run for life of the season. We'll be back after a brief ceremony here on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
In between innings, the River Bandits and Genesis helping celebrate Lincoln Riley, who completed his home run for life tonight. It's the first of a couple of ceremonies that will take place this summer here at Modern Woodman Park as we honor kids in the Quad Cities community who are overcoming their own health challenges. And for Lincoln, Barrister Winner Syndrome, a situation where it's a global development delay and something that impacts him both physically and mentally. But when he was born, doctors didn't think he'd be able to lift his head. Tonight, he is out here with his family, and getting all the support from the River Bandits, the Sky Carp, and a big crowd in Davenport. Maybe one of, if not the biggest of the season. And just a great sight to see all the love shared. Again, a big shout out to Genesis for partnering with Quad Cities and helping us celebrate that every year. It's always a great time. It's been a great time for the two starting pitchers tonight, Frank Mazzucato and Thomas White. Bandits lefty gets Mark Coley the second in the top of the third inning and throws a strike on the lower inside corner. Scoreless game between the Bandits and the Carp. Game four of a six-game series. 0-1 pitch. Lined down the left field line, but foul and bouncing into the Bandits bullpen. Coley, the leadoff man. He's at the top of the card for Billy Gardner Jr. tonight. On Tuesday and Wednesday, he hit second. Now, Johnny Olmstead hit leadoff, but yesterday and today, they have flipped spots. Olmstead waits on deck. The three-hole hitter, Josh Zamora, in the hole. New ball in hand for Frank Mazzucato. 0-2 pitch. Curveball popped foul over the party plaza. And count holds it 0-2. Skycarp loaded the bases against Frank in their half of the second inning, but lefty got a 6-4-3 double play to escape the danger. Now another 0-2. Inside with the fastball, 2-1. Both starters have been towards the upper end of their fastball range tonight. Mazzucato's been sitting 89-90. 1-2. Curveball popped up over the first base dugout and again out of play. For White, he's been sitting 95-97. Scouting report for him, more a low to mid-90s suggestion, so to speak. But it's a warmer evening at the ballpark. He's feeling good. Coley battling. 1-2 pitch again. Wave and a miss. Mazzucato eventually wears him down. 85 above the high outside corner. That's the first strike out of the game for Mazzucato. Coley retired for the second time in as many at-bats to start the game. And that brings up Johnny Olmstead. One out, nobody on for the shortstop. Olmstead with some herky-jerky movements in the box as he takes a curveball on the outer half for a called strike. A former USC Trojan, Olmstead in his college days with his teammates with former River Bandit Chandler Champlain at USC. 1-0. High, two balls and no strikes. On the year, he's batting .254. With a .343 on-base percentage. He's been hitting towards the top of the lineup for Beloit. Interestingly, though, in June, he has not walked. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Maybe chased out the lower inside corner. Good fastball from Mazzucato. It's 2-1. Including his first inning groundout, he has not walked in 47 consecutive plate appearances. 2-1. Fouled straight back off the press box and down into the seating bowl. Somebody made a nice catch down there. Couldn't see it, but I can hear it. Mazzucato's worked himself back into the count. It's 2-2. Got Olmstead to ground out to short his first time up. Now the pitch. High fly ball, right center field. Decently struck, but playable for Gene Ramirez. He'll camp underneath it and make a one-handed catch for the second out. Top two hitters in the order for Beloit. Start the evening 0-4. And up comes the three-hole hitter, Josh Zamora. Second baseman has struggled against Quad Cities for the most part this year. Even though he had the home run yesterday and singled in the first inning today, he is just 4-for-32 against the River Bandits this summer. First pitch from Mazzucato. Called strike, lower outside corner. A good spot for the changeup. It's one of the pitches that Brooks Conrad's been impressed with for Mazzucato this year. He's loved that he's been able to locate both the fastball and the changeup on either side of the plate. Zamora takes high. That was a heater. One ball, one strike. Again, Mazzucato showing that you can be successful without super high strikeout numbers. 1-1 on the way. Popped him up. This one near the center of the infield. The second baseman, Justin Johnson, has it. Meandering to his left, he'll reach up and make the catch to put a close to a 1-2-3 inning. Nice stuff from Frank Mazzucato. He's got three scoreless in the books. Bandits to the plate in the bottom of the third on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
As one may have expected in tonight's matchup, the pitching has dominated early. A couple of organizational top 10 prospects going toe-to-toe tonight for Quad Cities. Frank Mazzucato, he's completed three scoreless. Thomas White, the starter for Beloit, he has gone two shutout, getting Davies Nadal the lead off the bottom of the third. Left on left, first pitch is inside Donati. It is ball one. Nadal, Pineda, and Dickerson due up in this frame. Nadal getting his first start of the week over in left field. 1-0. Fastball at the knees, a called strike one. Skycarp infield shifts heavily to the right side, playing Nadal to pull, but the third baseman Bullard is even with the bag on the left side, protecting against a possible bunt. 1-1. Line drive back up the middle, and it's into center field for a base hit. Second hit of the game for Nadal, who now breaks for second and will get in there with a throw well late. Osiris Johnson, the center fielder, couldn't pick it cleanly out of the grass. Nice hustle for Nadal, who, as evidenced by the way the defense was playing him, has terrific speed. Should be a single and an E8 on Osiris Johnson. He is first of the year. So just like that, the potential game's first run in scoring position for Pineda. Left on left, first pitch curveball is down and away for ball one. Jack, a bounce out to second his first time up. He's kind of lumbering his way through what has not been a super friendly month of June. 1-0. Down and outside. Pineda took over the leadoff duties with a terrific May. But this month, he's hitting just 200. Bullard, the third baseman, still playing even with the base. Shortstop Olmstead holds the runner. 2-0. Missed outside. Three balls, no strikes. While White has completed two scoreless innings today, his command hasn't been superb. He's thrown 42 pitches, and just 23 have gone for a strike. 3-0 on the way. Down and away, ball four. And that'll put runners at first and second now for Quad Cities. Two men on for Dustin Dickerson. That is the second walk of the game issued by White. And now Dustin Dickerson will step up. talking about walks, Dusty has really made that a big part of his game lately. He's got more walks than strikeouts in the month of June. His walk total on the year up to 30 in 45 games. First pitch from White. Dickerson bunts it, and it's foul to the right side for strike one. Dickerson usually can be found at shortstop, but he's got the DH duties today. Just the second time this season Dusty has been the DH and not started at his usual spot to the left of second base. Scoreless ball game in the bottom of the third inning. Dickerson squares again and pushes it foul to the right side. Montgomery touches up about halfway down the first base line. And it's now nothing and two. We'll see if Brooks Conrad leaves the bunt sign on. Rarely would you see somebody try to sack bunt with two strikes in the big leagues. But here in the minors, more often than not, it's process over results. And don't be surprised if Dickerson squares again. He does. White's 0-2. He pulls back, and it's a called strike three. Dickerson took a fastball right down the middle at 95. That would have been the perfect one to bunt. Instead, out number one, and to the plate, Carter Jensen. It's the third strikeout of the game for White. And now for Jensen, he'll at the very least look to move two guys up. First pitch, slider up and inside. Correction, that was the curveball. That's coming across at 81 miles an hour and is generating quite a bit of spin, as you might imagine. 1-0 pitch, another curve, this time a strike. Outer half of the zone, it's 1-1. Carter Jensen batting 290 this year. Six homers, 26 driven in, and 875 OPS. Nadal still at second base, dancing around. 1-1, a third consecutive curveball, but that's inside. Hitters count for Genzo, it's 2-1. Jensen's first inning single, coming after a seven-pitch at-bat. Picked it up in a full count. 2-1. Foul tip into the glove of Prater. That's a strike two. And now White gets the ball back and makes his way atop the hill with Jensen asking for a timeout. He'll adjust his batting gloves, knock the mud off the right cleat, and dig into the left-handed box. White with the 2-2. Curveball, got him looking. Strike three on the inner half. Back-to-back gigantic strikeouts for Thomas White. Yeah, there are two away. Just when it looked like Quad Cities had something brewing, White has responded to the single and a walk with consecutive backwards Ks. And against two of the Bandits' better hitters, and Dickerson and Jensen. Now he'll get maybe their best, Brett Squires. Two outs, two men on. A spin and a look at Nadal, who is back standing up without a throw. In the next inning, I'll hand the microphone off for the first time this year. We have ourselves a guest broadcaster in the building tonight. The pitch. Slider popped up over the third base side. Out of play, it's 0-1. It's my pleasure to welcome Chris Kleinhand Schultz back to the microphone here at Modern Woodman Park. May remember him from his days calling Cedar Rapids Colonels games. He's also done some work in Jackson, Bowling Green. Now does a lot of play-by-play work at the University of Northern Iowa for the volleyball and women's basketball teams. 0-1 pitch. Fastball called strike two. Of course, after 60-plus games of me, I know you guys are as excited as anybody to have someone else bringing you some Bandits baseball. 0-2. Breaking ball, bounced softly to the left side. Olmstead, the shortstop, picks it up, but he's got no throw. It'll be an infield single for Brett Squires, and Quad Cities has loaded the bases with two outs. But more often than not, that ground ball is an out. But with the way the Skycarp defense was shifted, it left the middle of the left side of the infield, so to speak. The 5-6 hole, very open. Squires didn't put it through the hole, but he hit it in that general direction. And Olmstead didn't have enough time to get a throw off after picking it up off the grass. Third hit of the game for Quad Cities, the first for Brett Squires, who now has knocks in all but two games in the month of June. Pitching coach for Skycarp, Jason Erickson, just exchanged a brief word with Thomas White and the catcher Prater. He's completed 2 2/3 innings today, but on 54 pitches, and he is not out of the woods yet in the bottom of the third. We're scoreless, but Quad Cities threatens with the bases juiced and 2 outs. The pitch to Nivens, tapped back towards the mound. Gloved by White, sidearm throw to first is in time, and the inning is over. Quad Cities loads the bases up, but they do not score in the third. We've got zeros to the first third of the ball game. Going to the fourth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Chris Kleinhand-Schultz with you next.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
In a game featuring two of the top pitching prospects between these two organizations, very fittingly, we have a scoreless pitcher's duel entering the top of the fourth inning at Modern Woodman Park. Beloit Skycarp batting against the Quad Cities River Bandits as we return to action here next to the banks of the Mississippi River. Chris Kleinhand-Schultz with you as Skycarp cleanup hitter. Torin Montgomery leads off the inning against Frank Mazzucato. And the first offering is lined to short and caught by Jack Pineda. So quickly one pitch and one away to start the fourth. That'll bring up Skycarp catcher Sam Prater, who's already 1-for-1 with a single in this contest. The former All-American at Alabama stepping in. Righty against the southpaw Mazzucato. Mazzucato gets his signs from Carter Jensen. Now the first delivery. That's in the dirt for ball one. Mazzucato coming off that nice 1-2-3 top of the third against the top of the Beloit lineup. Was after escaping that second inning jam by inducing a double play from Osiris Johnson. Swing and a miss on the next offering. Now 1-1. Mazzucato, top left-handed pitcher in the Royals organization. Similar to Thomas White on the other side, top lefty in the Marlins organization. The 1-1. Grounder hit to third, and the backhand is booted by Trevor Werner. Ball gets into left field. Prater makes a turnaround first, but won't try for anything more. So an error on Werner at third base means one on and one away in the top of the fourth. He remains scoreless for now here at Modern Woodman Park. And arguably the best batter of the series, if not for just Beloit, then for everyone in this series, Cameron Barstad now comes up. Barstad's had a hit in every game thus far, except for this one in progress, but he's still got some chances. Just 0-for-1, grounding into a force out his first time up. Lefty on lefty, and here's one smacked right past both the diving Brett Squires, but also the base runner Prater into right field. So right on cue, Barstad with the single. He's now hit safely in all four games played thus far here in Davenport. First and second with one out for Jorge Caballero. And the Skycarp still looking to get that first run of the game on the board. Caballero walked back in the second inning. He was later stranded in scoring position. That's with an open stance against Mazzucato. As the signs from Jensen and comes set. Here he comes. Fly ball hit to right field. Ramirez back a couple steps. None of the runners tagging. Easy catch made. So the runners remain at first and second. Two away in the top of the fourth. Still no score. Now the number eight hitter for Beloit. Antonio Bailey Bullard, or just Tony Bullard, batting for the second time. He also drew a walk back in the second inning. Awfully even line scores right now. No runs, three hits, one error for both teams right now. Both have had some chances early on, but still no scoring in this game as of yet. The pitcher, Mazzucato. And again, some early swinging from the Skycarp, but this time a swing and a miss by Bullard. Nothing and one. Prater with his lead at second. Barstad away at first. Mazzucato ready. A look to second base, another peek, and now the pitch. Swing and a miss, right through it again. Now nothing and two, one strike away from getting out of the jam. Batter timeout for Bullard before play continues. Perhaps the biggest crowd of the year tonight at Modern Woodman Park. Current attendance high for the season is close to 4,200, and there are not a lot of empty seats there right now. Back from other things, a fireworks Friday. The 0-2 is high, throw back to first from the catcher, Jensen, and it gets off the mitt of a diving Squires, allowing the lead runner, Prater, to advance to third base. So it's ball one to Bullard, putting the count at 1-2, and Mazzucato still a strike away, but now that potential tie-breaking run is just 90 feet away from scoring. So an error on the pickoff attempt, the second error of the inning for the Bandits. The second one specifically helping Prater along. Now the 1-2. Bullard fouls it off the catcher's mitt. If Jensen's able to hold on to that, that's strike three on a foul tip. But because it bounces away, it's just a foul ball, and Bullard remains alive here. How about this for Prater's movement on the bases? Reached on a fielding error by Werner, moved up on the single by Barstad, and now recently getting to third on the pickoff error from the catcher, Jensen. Still at third, scoreless game. Runners at the corners, two away. And the 1-2 pitch is swung at and missed for strike three. Bullard goes down on strikes, and the Skycarp retired in the top of the fourth. No runs, one hit, two errors, two left. Still nothing, nothing, heading to the bottom of the fourth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Still all zeros here in Davenport as the River Bandits host the Sky Carp in game four of this six-game series. Bandits currently have the 2-1 edge, so a win tonight guarantees nothing worse than a split. 6-7-8 in the order due up, starting with Trevor Warner, the River Bandit third baseman, facing Thomas White. First offering from White is fouled back for a strike. Warner, a top 20 prospect in the Royals system according to MLB Pipeline, entered the year just outside of the top 30 for Baseball America, which did rate him as having the best infield arm in the system. While the glove has sometimes betrayed him, though, that arm is definitely a cannon over at the hot corner. Went around, tried to hold up on a pitch off the outside corner, but could not, so that'll be strike two. And quickly a batter timeout for Werner here. Werner has already struck out once against White, the number three prospect overall in the Marlins organization. A top 100 prospect in all of baseball. His 0-2 pitch, that sails outside, 1-2. Good deal of the damage done so far by White on the mound comes from that curveball rated by Baseball America as best in the entire system. And the MLB Pipeline grade tied for the best with several other Marlins pitching prospects. His 1-2. Swing and a miss. Gets Werner on strikes. Dialed it down a little bit on that offering, and it's one up and one away in the bottom of the fourth. Still nothing between Beloit and Quad Cities. That'll bring up Justin Johnson. Hard hit ball first time up, but a line out to his counterpart at second base, Josh Zamora, a couple innings ago. First pitch from the southpaw. High on the off speed, 1-0. Johnson, an interesting batting line yesterday, technically 0-0. Three walks, once hit by a pitch, and a sac fly across his five plate appearances in yesterday's River Bandit loss. Now a called strike will even things at 1-1 with one away for, of course, number one, Justin Johnson. White with the delivery. Up and away on the heater, 2-1. You know, White is someone who got drafted out of high school by the Marlins, was committed to go to Vanderbilt, but among the reasons he ended up signing, $4.1 million signing bonus. Next pitch up and in, 3-1. He was taken in that competitive balance round A last year, 35th overall, but that 4.1 signing bonus is closer to the slot value of the guy who was taken 17th in last year's draft. Johnson takes, called strike on the outer half, and now a full count. Johnson hasn't needed the bat yet, but now it's 3-2 with one away and nobody on. White has his signs from Sam Prater. Now the wind and the payoff pitch. Hard hit grounder to first, snagged on two hops. Great backhand by Montgomery, race to the bag, and Montgomery wins it. There is some contact between him and Johnson as they both made it through the bag, but neither seems the worse for wear. And a tough, unassisted putout for Montgomery. It's quickly two down for Gene Ramirez, the number eight hitter. He remains scoreless for now in Davenport. Ramirez, believe it or not, as someone who hasn't played a whole lot, does actually have the longest active hit streak for the River Bandits right now at four games, a streak that actually started over a month ago. Lefty on lefty, and a first pitch called strike on the curve. Yeah, the first game of that hit streak was May 12th, back when the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers were in town. The 0-1 swung at and fouled straight back. Nothing in two. Especially given how tough the first inning was for White. One stretch, seven consecutive pitches out of the zone. This helped keep the pitch count down a little bit. Chance if he gets Ramirez here to at least see some of the fifth inning. Normally tops out in the low to mid 80s for pitch count across his time with Beloit and the Jupiter Hammerheads this year. Bunt shown, popped up, foul. A chance for a catch, and it's made on a sliding play by Prater. If that's uncaught, it's just strike three, but a fantastic play by the catcher to end the bottom of the fourth. Some good defense all around by the Carp when you factor in Montgomery's play on Johnson, the batter prior. So it's three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Fifth inning is next. Beloit zero, Quad Cities zero.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America.
Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Osiris Johnson, cousin of Philadelphia Phillies legend Jimmy Rollins, steps to the plate as we begin the fifth inning. Beloit and Quad Cities still in a scoreless tie. Johnson will be followed by the leadoff hitter, Mark Coley II, and then after him, Johnny Olmstead. Frank Mazzucato still pitching for a QC into his fifth inning of work. First offering. That's downstairs near the inside corner, ball one. Johnson batted with the bases loaded, then one away in the second, but grounded into an inning-ending double play. That's as close as anyone has come to scoring today. The 1-0. Also low. And the count is now two balls and no strikes. Mazzucato, the former UConn commit, signed out of high school for just over $3.5 million. Pitch in the dirt, now 3-0 on Johnson. Mazzucato taken 7th overall a few years ago, but still young. As Kyle was talking about before, this is going to be his last start as a 20-year-old. Figure if he's on a normal schedule by the time he pitches next Friday, he'll be 21. Mazzucato's 3-0 offering. Inside, ball four. So a four-pitch walk to the number 9 man, and that potentially go-ahead run back aboard for Beloit. That'll bring up Mark Coley II. Leadoff man who so far is 0-for-2 on the evening. Baseball America tabs him as the best athlete in the Marlins organization and a potential breakout prospect in their rankings, 26th overall, according to MLB Pipeline, 24th. Decent lead at first for Johnson. Mazzucato with the pitch. Called strike, got the inside corner, 0-1. So far for Coley, a ground out to shortstop and a swinging strikeout. Righty with a squared-away stance against the southpaw Mazzucato. Next pitch. Runner takes off, but a grounder foul toward the first base coach's box. So Johnson, who had a head-first dive into second base, dirties his jersey for nothing. Also has to retrieve his helmet as he goes back to first. And now nothing and two on Coley. And Mazzucato potentially going to college in the state of Connecticut. That's where Coley is from. Only a Hartford, Connecticut native. Only batting 174, but he's got a 677 OPS, buoyed in part by 6 home runs on the year. Mazzucato holding. Now the 0-2. Up and away, one ball and two strikes. That was also close to a pitch clock violation there. Like, thinking of home runs, so far Beloit with all the home runs in the series, 4 of them, including 3 yesterday. One ball, two strikes. Throw over, runner took off, and now he's in a rundown. Squires catches the throw. Now it's over to Johnson. Back toward the first baseman, Squires, who did get the tag on. So it's a pickoff and caught stealing against Johnson. 1-3-4-3. And now one away and nobody on with a 1-2 count to Coley. It's the 22nd pickoff of the season for the River Bandits, and the third by Mazzucato. That's the second best total on the year. 1-2 pitch. Coley reaches down and pops one in the air, shallow right, charging Ramirez. and the left-handed throwing, right-handed catching right fielder hauls it in. Busy, he's had a catch now in three consecutive innings out there. So now Johnny Olmstead, himself someone who's flied out to Ramirez in right field, comes up 0 for 2 with a ground out and a fly out. Bases empty, two away, scoreless in the top of the fifth. Mazzucato fires, fouled straight back into the net, nothing in one. Olmstead, former USC Trojan, digging in with that slightly open stance in that right-handed batter's box. Now the pitch. Off-speed offering just misses. And the count now 1-1. Mazzucato getting around 70 pitches for the ball game. At a similar threshold that White is approaching for Beloit this evening. Swing and a miss on the 1-1 pitch. Now Mazzucato sitting pretty at 1-2 on Olmstead. And a batter timeout called. If Olmstead reaches, that would set things up for the number three hitter, Josh Zamora, team home run leader. Showing some of that pop with a two-run blast yesterday. That 8-5 Beloit victory. 1-2. Another foul ball to the screen. That was pitch number 71 from Mazzucato with 42 strikes. Mazzucato trying to make it five shutout innings to begin the game. The 1-2 again. Just missed upstairs. Jensen tried to present it as a strike and drop it down. 2-2. Like thinking about shutout ball, Mazzucato opened the year with 14 consecutive scoreless innings. It was actually a game at Beloit where that streak was snapped. Gave up two runs in five innings. It took the loss in a low-scoring 2-1 ball game. High again. And now a full count on Olmstead, 3-2. Mazzucato looks in at Jensen, has his signs and is ready. Glove just above the belt. Payoff pitch. Off-speed offering line toward right center. And Spencer Nivens with a nice running catch. Normally it's Carson Rockeford, a great defensive center fielder out there, but Nivens is just his fourth start in that spot this year with a big play to end the top of the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Midway through in Davenport, Sky Carp 0, River Bandits 0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Home half of the fifth inning, Quad Cities and Beloit still in a scoreless deadlock. Davies Nadal, the number nine hitter, leads off, to be followed by Jack Pineda and then Dustin Dickerson. Lefty on lefty with Thomas White back on the mound, but relief warming up for Beloit in the pen. The first offering taken for a ball near the knees. Out of that bullpen, it appears to be Yuris Jimenez, who would be making his 2024 Sky Carp debut with his entrance forthcoming tonight. The 1-0. Called a strike, 1-1. Vidal stroked a single his first time up. So far, 1-for-1 in the series, as he didn't play in either of the first three games. Swing and a miss on that great curveball from White. Now 1-2. Thomas White with just one win in his young pro career. After all, he was just drafted out of high school last year. But he doesn't have a win yet with the Skycarp. And a swing and a miss. Another curveball, and Nadal goes down swinging. That's now five straight retired by White. And six of the last seven. The lineup turns over to Jack Pineda here. Still all zeros on the board. One away, bottom of the fifth. Jack Pineda, one of the latest members of that bandit-to-bandit pipeline that's been developing. Here's a grounder hit to second. Easily gobbled up by Josh Zamora. Throws him out at first. So Pineda, who's been spending a lot of his stateside seasons with the Quad Cities River Bandits, been playing in the winter recently with the Brisbane Bandits down in Australia. Now with his second ground out to second base on the evening, and that'll bring up Dustin Dickerson. Base is empty, two gone, bottom of the fifth. Game remains scoreless. Dickerson, the son of Bobby Dickerson, current Philadelphia Phillies infield coach. First pitch. In on the hands, but grounded hard to short. Nice backhand by Olmstead. Throw across his momentum in time to first. Defense has been shining here tonight. And how about Thomas White making it through five shutout innings? So he continues his young tenure with the Skycarp. The number three Marlins prospect and a top 100 prospect in all of baseball. Joining up with Frank Mazzucato in this great pitcher's duel. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left in the fifth. Beloit nothing, Quad Cities nothing on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Five shutout innings for both Beloit and Quad Cities. A pitcher's duel into the sixth as the Skycarp bat against the River Bandits. Leading off the top of the sixth, Josh Zamora. The number three hitter goes up against left-hander Frank Mazzucato with a lefty warming up in that QC bullpen as we speak. First pitch is a called strike on the outer half, nothing and one. Zamora with a single and a pop-out so far tonight, so 1-for-2. Mazzucato. Set just above the belt. The 0-1. In the dirt, one ball and one strike. And Mazzucato came into the season the number two prospect in the Royal system, according to Baseball America, which also tagged him as someone who, within a few years, they expect to be in the Royals rotation. Batter went around, tried to hold up, but Zamora with a swinging strike, and now it's 1-2. So what Baseball America does, among other things with their prospect listings, they look ahead at what the potential lineup and rotation could be 3 years in advance. And they tab Mazzucato for 2027 as possibly being the number four starter for Kansas City. Ground ball hit to second. Friendly hops for Justin Johnson. Tossed to first in time. One away. Scoreless game top of the sixth. Base is empty now for the cleanup man, Torin Montgomery. Interesting story about Montgomery. He started his college ball at Boise State. Had brought back the baseball program after a 40-year hiatus, but that first year was the COVID year. Between that and the expenses that mounted up after that, the baseball program was then immediately dropped. So just 14 games for the Broncos before they were back out of business. And he finished up at Missouri before joining pro ball. Hard hit ball to center field, but playable for Nivens, who was only back a couple of steps. One-handed catch for the out. So while Chaz Martinez is warming up in that River Bandits bullpen, Frank Mazzucato with a chance to go six scoreless in this one. The fact that he's already pitched this deep into the sixth marks a personal best for the year. Looking to tie a career high for total innings pitched. First offering to Sam Prater. Ground ball to short, picked on the short hop by Jack Pineda. Easy throw to first, and a great six scoreless innings in the books for Frank Mazzucato. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And Beloy will go to the bullpen for the bottom of the sixth, trying to keep this game scoreless. This is the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Home half of the sixth at Modern Women Park. Quad Cities nothing, Beloit nothing. River Bandits batting against new Skycar pitcher Yuris Jimenez. And an early batter timeout for Carter Jensen as he works his way into the box. Lefty against the right-handed Jimenez, who comes in for Thomas White. What a great start for the prospect. First offering swung and a miss for strike one. White, who exits in a tie game, will not factor in the decision, but he had five shutout innings, just three hits and two walks allowed, and he struck out six. Ties a career high for innings pitched. Next one runs inside on Jensen, 1-1. In fact, the five shutout innings, just the second time he's done that in his young pro career, happened late last month with the Jupiter Hammerheads against Tampa, back on May 24th. The 1-1. Low and inside, 2-1 on Jensen. Speaking of Jupiter, that's where Jimenez just came from. The team based in Florida, not the planet. Some of these prospects are out of this world, but not like that. The 2-1. Called strike on the fastball, 2-2. Jensen with a single and a strikeout at the plate tonight. Also has added one stolen base. Jimenez set the 2-2. Outside, 3-2. And Jensen, tabbed by Baseball America, is having the best strike zone discipline in the Royals organization. Looking to add to his Midwest League leading total for walks, perhaps. Full count offering. He'll swing away and send a deep drive to center. Osiris Johnson back near the wall. He leaps and he's got it. He drops the ball on the transfer, but the out call still remains. A signal by the base umpire, Ian Durkin. Gave that one a ride, but a leaping play by Johnson takes away an extra base knock from Jensen. Now it's the cleanup man, Brett Squires, at the plate. Nobody on, one away. Scoreless game, bottom of the sixth. Squires, who singled his last time up, he's now hit safely in 12 of his last 13 games. Jimenez fires. Swing and a miss. Tried to turn on that one, but ultimately could not. Nothing in one. Jimenez recently turned 23, native of Santiago in La República Dominicana. He bounces the next one in. Nice job by Prater, at least with his backhand attempt to protect the home plate umpire Alex Shears from that one. If you wonder why catchers are blocking pitches with nobody on, that's why. Got to help out the guy who's right behind you, doing all the important ball strike decisions. This one fouled off the mitt into the backstop from Squires, now 1-2. Now batter timeout for the former Oklahoma Sooner. Quickly gets back into the box. Meanwhile, left-hander Chaz Martinez has still been warming up for QC, so likely entering for Frank Mazzucato once we get to the seventh. Grounder foul, and that'll keep Squires alive as he bounces one past that Sky Carp dugout. For a long time, this organization went by the Beloit Snappers. Before that, in the Milwaukee-affiliated days, Beloit Brewers, very alliterative, but only recently becoming the Sky Carp. Swing and a miss at the 1-2 offering, and now it's two up and two down for Jimenez coming out of the pen. It's up to Spencer Nivens to keep the inning going. Two away, nobody on. Bottom of the sixth, scoreless game. In fact, one of the more interesting things about changing the identity, went away from Snappy, the old tortoise mascot when they were the Snappers, to now Poopsie. That is the official name of the Blade mascot, Poopsie. Noted as a term of endearment for a child or a significant other. And the first offering is popped up. It's heading near the River Bandit dugout. And backing up and making the catch off of the netting, Sam Prater. Now that one, he was at the net, but it pushed back toward the field of play. Steps back a few feet on the track and makes the catch. Another great play by Prater out of that catcher position, just like on that bunt attempt from Ramirez to end the fourth. So it's another 1-2-3 inning, and why not in a pitcher's duel like this? No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We go to the seventh. Beloit nothing, Quad Cities nothing on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Thanks to the fantastic Chris Kleinhand Schultz for getting us through the middle third of the ball game today. Bandits into the bullpen for the first time as we start the top of the seventh. Chaz Martinez taking over for QC in a scoreless ball game. First man he'll face, Cameron Barstad, 6-7-8 due on for the Sky Carp. Barstad 1-for-2 with a single thus far. 1-0. Slider cut on and missed. 1-1 strike. 15th outing of the year for Martinez. He's 0-2 with a 10.06 ERA in 17 innings. 1-1 pitch coming home. Slider, check swing, and it doesn't matter. A called strike in the lower outside corner. 1-2. A terrific pitcher's duel features scoreless starts from Thomas White and Frank Mazzucato. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Martinez got him chasing the slider. Great start to the game for the southpaw. Arstad down via the K. For Mazzucato, 6 scoreless innings to match a career high. Gave up just 3 hits and 3 walks while striking out 2. Now Jorge Caballero, the right-handed hitting left fielder. First pitch. Fastball is high for 1. Caballero 0-1 with a walk and a fly ball to right field today. 1-0 pitch. Fastball high and away. Both teams with 3 hits in the game. Quad Cities with 2 of the game's 3 errors. Those both came back in the 4th inning. 2-0. Breaking ball outside. 3 balls, no strikes. It's already the 2nd appearance of the series for Martinez, who pitched in the series opener on Tuesday. Gave up a run and 2 1/3 on 2 hits, 2 walks, and 5 Ks. 3-0. That's high for 4. So after striking out Barstad to open the frame, Martinez walks Caballero on 4 straight. That is his 2nd walk of the game and his 4th in the last 2. Go-ahead run of base for Tony Pollard, the right-handed hitting 3rd baseman. Martinez into the stretch, kicks and fires, and the slider is inside for 1. As we were mentioning earlier in the broadcast, just a terrific Friday night crowd on hand for, of course, some baseball, and then post-game fireworks courtesy of Smart Toyota. 1-0, fouled over the screen, 1-1. Lots of great stuff coming up this weekend here at the ballpark. If you can make it out, you want to do so, because the games tomorrow and Sunday are the final 2 River Bandits home games in the month of June, believe it or not. 1-1. Slider down and in, 2-1. After this series against Beloit, Quad Cities starts a 2-week road trip that takes them to Great Lakes and then Peoria. Bandits aren't back at home until July 1st. 2-1. Fastball, low and inside. Bullard hops out of the way. 3-1. Coming up on Saturday, of course tomorrow, Bandits are giving away a crossbody bag courtesy the Quad Cities International Airport. And it's also the continuation of John Deere Weekend. 3-1. Breaking ball taken for a strike. Outer half. Count evens, or rather goes full. 3-2. And then on Sunday, get your super soft graphic t-shirt courtesy of Narr City Clothing. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball popped up on the left side. Third baseman Werner charging in. He calls off Carter Jensen and will make the catch in front of the Bandits dugout. 2 gone. So Martinez falls behind 3-0 against Bullard, but comes all the way back to get the 2nd out. And now he'll turn his attention to Osiris Johnson, the center fielder. Bandits and Skycarp scoreless through nearly 6.5 innings. Chaz Martinez trying to keep it that way. The bench inside, 1 on Johnson. He made a tremendous catch to take away extra bases from Carter Jensen in the bottom of the 6th. A leaping snag at the base of the center field wall. 1-0. Slider missed high. 2-0. Johnson mistimed his jump a little bit. Also thought he was closer to the wall than he actually was. But he's a terrific out athlete and eventually hauled him in. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from Chaz. It's 2-1. Johnson in the 9th spot where we've seen in the last 2 games. 0-1 with a double play ball in the 2nd that helped Mazzucato get out of a bases loaded jam. And then a walk in the 5th. 2-1. Breaking ball taken for a called strike. lower outside corner, and the count's 2-2. Nobody warming up in the Skycart bullpen, so safe to assume Yuri Jimenez will be back out for the bottom of the seventh after the stretch. The pitch. Breaking ball, grounded towards third, sliding stop, Warner up to his feet, goes to second, and gets the out. Inning over. Trevor Werner with a nice play over at third base, a sliding stop to his right, and a strong throw to Justin Johnson to get Caballero. We're through 6.5 and still scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Fresh off a terrific defensive play over at third base, Trevor Werner will start the bottom of the seventh at the plate for Quad Cities. 6, 7, and 8 due up for Brooks Conrad against the right-hander Yuri Jimenez. First pitch, Werner squares to bunt, but pulls back and takes strike one. Jimenez beginning his second frame of work. He retired the 3, 4, and 5 hitters, three straight lefties in the sixth inning. 0-1. Breaking ball taken for a called strike two. Scoreless ball game between Quad Cities and Beloit, as Chris was mentioning a moment ago. If the Bandits win today, they will guarantee themselves a split of this six-game series. 0-2. Chest down and away. Good take from Werner. 1-2. Seventh outing of the year for Jimenez. He's given up 10 earned runs in 8 1/3, but is working off of a scoreless outing against the Bandits all the way back in May. 1-2. Called. Strike three. Werner down looking. Four straight retired out of the pen for Jimenez. Yaris, beginning the season in Beloit, pitched an inning and 2/3 perfect against Quad Cities on May 4th, and then went down to Single-A Jupiter, where he spent almost the entire month of May and each of his first three outings in June, but now back up to High A. Here's Justin Johnson. He takes outside for ball one. JJ, 0-2 in the game. Currently in the midst of a nice little five-game on-base streak. 1-0. Slider down and away. Activity in the Skycar bullpen. Left-handed pitcher has begun to get loose. 2-0 to JJ. Breaking ball missed inside. It's 3-0. We saw far too many walks for most everybody's liking in the game yesterday. A combined 17. 3-0. Call strike of the knees. 3-1. Today, far fewer. A combined 6. 3 for Frank Mazzucato. 1 for Chaz Martinez. 2 for Thomas White. None for Jimenez. It's 3-1. Fouled off Johnson's foot, and he falls over onto home plate. Johnson had already kind of lost his footing on the swing, but then when the foul ball hit his cleat, he toppled over. Catcher Sam Prater helped him up to his feet, and now J.J. walks it off to the left of the home plate area. Home plate umpire Alex Shears helping him have some time to walk it off. Johnson, in this five-game stretch, has an even 500 on-base percentage. He's also picked up six walks, half of his season's free passes. Back in the box, he'll take a 3-2 down and away for ball four. And that's his seventh walk in six games. The streak continues for the Bandits second baseman. So a man on with one out. JJ, the potential first run of the ball game. 90 feet down the line. And now the eight-hole hitter, Gene Ramirez, will look to snap his 0-for-2 start. Third baseman Bullard playing in. First pitch, Johnson takes off, wave and a miss at the plate, throw to second from Prater, didn't get him. Johnson safe with a head first dive. That's his seventh swiped bag of the year and his fourth in four tries here in the month of June. Close play at second base, but Justin just got his hand in. And now, it looks like home plate umpire Alex Shears is saying it was a foul ball. Ramirez got a piece of it. And Johnson has to go back to first base. So much for that. And 0-1 count. Home plate umpire holds it up to the press box. We appreciate you, Alex. Now the pitch from Jimenez. Line drive right field, sinking but landing in the glove of Coley, who fires it back in towards the dirt. That's the second out. Really nice swing from Gene Ramirez, but his four-game hit streak in jeopardy now. He's 0-for-3. Now with two outs, it's Davis Nadal, Quad City's left fielder. A time called by Beloit. The skipper, Billy Gardner Jr., is on his way out to the hill, and he's going to make a move to the bullpen. A lefty jogging in for the Sky Carp. It is Evan Taylor who will pause for the change in the bottom of the seventh. Still looking for the game's first run. 0-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Evan Taylor has taken over on the mound for Beloit here in the bottom of the seventh. Sky Carp and River Bandits still scoreless. Davis Nadal stepping up to face the newly entered lefty. Man at first and two gone. First pitch, breaking ball inside. Nearly hit Nadal, it's 1-0. Davis 1-for-2. He has one of Quad City's three hits. Singled sharply into center field back in the third, but then struck out swinging against Thomas White in the fifth. 1-0 on the way. Another breaking ball. This one a bit closer, but still inside. 2-0. Each team with three hits in the game. Base runners have been few and far between. An extremely well-pitched ball game. 2-0 on the way. Fastball off the hands, blooped in the air on the left side in front of the dugout. Prater towards the camera on the left side, makes the catch. And the Bandits pop up in foul ground to end the inning. So Taylor comes in, gets the job done. Couple of pitches, one out. We're through seven, still scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Bullpens have picked up right where the starting pitchers left off. We enter the eighth inning of tonight's ball game, and we are still runless. Mark Coley II, the leadoff man for the Sky Carps, swings to the first pitch of the inning. Chas Martinez begins his second frame of work out of QC's pen. The only man to work in relief of Frank Mazzucato. Here's the 0-1. Wave and a miss. Back-to-back swinging strikes induced by Martinez. Coley will take a timeout. Chas blew the fastball past him at 93. Coley has struggled to set the table tonight. He's 0-for-3 atop the lineup card. 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? He did. Strike three. Alex Shears rings him up. A three-pitch strikeout to begin the frame for Chas Martinez. That is his second K in an inning and a third scoreless. And Chas has done a good job of working beyond three outs over the last couple of weeks. First pitch to Johnny Olmstead. A little fly ball towards right field, going into the alley. Ramirez, he reaches up and makes the catch on the warning track right in front of the primetime apparel patio. Nice opposite field swing from Olmstead, but not enough Wheaties. So a man down, the second of the inning for Chas. He's thrown just a handful of pitches to pick up two outs and bring Josh Zamora to the plate. Three-hole hitting second baseman is 1-for-3 with a single. Chas's first pitch. Check swing. He went around. Actually, it's a called strike one. Martinez, 6'4", 220 pounds, 24 years old from San Pedro, California. Pitching with Quad Cities for second time in his career. 0-1. Sails low. No balls. Rather, one ball and one strike. Lights are on here at Modern Woodman Park. The sun has almost completely set over the first base side of the ballpark. Still a little bit of blue sky, though. 1-1 slider. Drifts right down the middle. A called strike two. Lights on the bridge have yet to come on. However, the Ferris wheel lights blinking all kinds of different colors over the left field berm. Big line at the Ferris wheel on a beautiful Friday night. Martinez with the 1-2 pitch. Popped him up, shallow right field. Second baseman Johnson goes out, but this is Jean's ball, and Ramirez makes the catch to end the inning. Two scoreless frames out of the bullpen for Chaz Martinez. Quad Cities has kept this game scoreless through 7.5. Bandits coming to the plate. Evan Taylor returning to the hill for the Sky Carp. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
After six scoreless innings from Frank Mazzucato and two scoreless frames from Chaz Martinez, the Bandits are back to the plate looking to break the scoreless tie in the bottom of the eighth inning. Evan Taylor picked up the final out in the home half of the seventh and now gets the top of the order in the eighth. First pitch, a slider on the inner half to Jack Pineda for a called strike one. Taylor working after Yuris Jimenez, who threw an inning and two-thirds scoreless himself, with the help of a couple of Ks. A one slider, lined towards short, played on a hop by Olmstead, sets his feet in the grass, throws to first, and gets him in time. Really nice play from Johnny Olmstead. Little shortstop on shortstop crime there. And out number one brings up Dustin Dickerson. Taylor, as I mentioned, pitching for the second time in this series. Gave up one unearned run against Quad Cities on Wednesday, and that happened to be the game-winning run in a 6-5 walk-off win for the Bandits. Dickerson scored that winning run, and he takes the first pitch outside. He was at third base when Carter Jensen hit a fly ball into right field with one out. Catch was made, and Dickerson scampered home on the sack fly to win the ball game. 1-0 pitch, slider. A called strike at the knees, 1-1. Dickerson 0-for-2 with a walk today. Attempted to lay down a sacrifice bunt in the third, but failed to do so. 1-1 on the way. Another slider, and that one just a bit low. Maybe outside, it's 2-1. Evan Taylor wondering where it missed. It's his 17th outing of the year. He is 2-1 with a 2.78 ERA. 28 strikeouts and just over 22 innings. Hitters count for Double D. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Final line for Yuris Jimenez. A simple one. An inning and two-thirds scoreless. No hits. One walk, two strikeouts. 2-2 pitch on the way. Outside with a heater. Count goes full. Carter Jensen waits on deck for the River Bandits. Hit a deep fly ball to center field his last time up. Dickerson waits. The payoff. Swing and a miss. Got him on a nasty slider. First strikeout for Evan Taylor. Out number two in the eighth. And now here is Jensen. Carter's got the power. Give the Bandits the lead with one swing. He has homered six times this year. More of a gap-to-gap power guy, though, at least early on in his career. Infield shifted towards right field as the slider from Taylor nestles on the lower inside corner for strike one. Activity in the River Bandits bullpen. The hard-throwing right-hander Nathaniel Garbitos starting to get loose. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball missed low. One ball and one strike. Speaking of catchers, want to give a shout-out to Kale Emshoff, who was promoted to AA Northwest Arkansas today. He had a tremendous career with Quad Cities that lasted parts of four seasons. 1-1 slider, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Kale, after playing 231 games with the Bandits, departs High A ranked top 10 in Bandits franchise history in home runs, extra base hits, and RBIs. Taylor's 1-2. Slider just low and away. Two balls, two strikes. In his place, Chris Brito, a first baseman from Single A Columbia, joins the Bandits roster today. He was hitting .300 for the Fireflies before his promotion. 2-2 to Jensen. Slider popped up on the left side of the infield and into the grass. The shortstop Olmstead backs up, camps underneath it, and makes the catch to end the inning. Another scoreless inning. 8 of those here at Modern Woodman Park. We're still zeros as we go to the ninth. Got to beat those in four Quad Cities. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Welcome back to Modern Woman Park in downtown Davenport. Kyle Kirchvold joining you on this beautiful Friday evening on Bally Live, MILB TV, and at riverbandits.com. Torin Montgomery leads off the Sky Carp half of the ninth, ready to face the newly inserted right-hander, Nathaniel Garbitos. Right on right, first pitch slider is lined into right field for a base hit. Ramirez chasing it down to the alley. He will cut it off. And Montgomery is held to a leadoff single. Well, that is only the seventh hit in the baseball game. Base runners have been few and far between as we've seen one of the best pitchers' duels Quad Cities has been a part of this year. Starter Frank Mazzucato threw six scoreless. Chaz Martinez, an inning ago, completed his second scoreless frame of relief. Now Garbitos takes over. Sam Prater swings at a first pitch fastball. Comes up empty for strike one. Garbitos throwing that four-seamer across at 96 miles per hour. We've seen him get to 98 this year. Montgomery's trip to first, his first of the ball game. He's held on by Squires as the 0-1 breaking ball is lined to short. It's off the glove of Pineda and rolls into left center field. Both men are going to reach safely as Pineda may have taken his eye off the baseball, thinking about throwing back to first before the catch was made. Well, that is going to be a costly error for Quad Cities. The third of the game for the Bandits. and you can understand why Pineda was ready to throw to first. Montgomery had come about a third of the way off the bag and was leaning towards second as the ball ricocheted off the glove of Jack. Had he hauled it in, very likely could have been a 6-3 double play, two outs, nobody on. Instead, no outs, two men on, including the go-ahead base runner in scoring position for Cameron Barstad. Right on left, Garabitos' first pitch is fouled off the hands towards the screen. It's nothing in one. Well, clearly the idea for Beloit is to be aggressive in this inning, try to ambush Garabitos on the first pitch strike attempt, so to speak. Barstad 1-for-3 in the ball game today with a single. Right-hander's 0-1 is popped in the air over the third base dugout and out of play for strike two. Barstad hitting .226 on the year with four homers and 21 driven in. On the series, however, has himself five hits. Nathaniel sets. Here's his 0-2. Line drive towards second, caught by Johnson, throw to second base, they got him! Quad Cities does eventually get the double play. This time Montgomery did everything he could to get back as quick as possible, but the ball was hit so hard by Barstad that just his lead was too far away. 51st double play of the year for Quad Cities, and it's a big one. Now, two outs, and a man only at first for Jorge Caballero. First pitch from Garabitos. Slider down and away for ball one. Caballero does not have a hit today. He is 0-for-1 officially, but he has walked twice. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good fastball at 97. Count evens at one. Quad Cities with three errors in this game. They're up to 53 on the season. It's the most in the Midwest League since the start of May. 1-1. Fastball high, 2-1. It's been an interesting thing for Quad Cities. They went from being far and away the best defense in the league to the first month of the year to now just kind of middle of the pack. 2-1. Slider in the dirt. Nice pick by Jensen. He looks back. Prater at first base. One of the reasons why there have been more opportunities for errors is because there have been more opportunities since the start of May. Right when the Bandits' fielding percentage started to dip, so did Quad City's pitching staff's strikeout rate. More balls in play equal more errors. 3-1. Missed outside, ball four. How big was that double play now? So Prater moves into second. Caballero safe at first base on yet another walk. He's got five of those in the last two games. And once more, the go-ahead run at second base with two outs, and this time for Tony Bullard. Have to imagine any kind of base hit into the outfield, Billy Gardner Jr. is going to be waving Prater to the plate. First pitch. Slider down and away for ball one. One of those spots where as a third base coach, you have to be a little more aggressive, or maybe don't have to, but you want to be. So desperate to try to get a run on the board and maybe assuming you're not going to get any chances after that. The pitch. Up and in, off the glove of Jensen, back to the screen. It nearly caught Bullard, but it's just a ball. However, Prater and Caballero move up to third and second, respectively. That'll be a wild pitch on Garabitos, his seventh of the year. Take a look at the replay on Bally Live and MILB TV. Boy, Bullard just lunging his neck out of the way. I would be too if somebody was throwing 97 in my direction. Hitters count for him, two men in scoring position, two outs. The pitch. Garabitos went slider, and he missed slow. 3-0. Now with first base open, a walk is okay here. Osiris Johnson, the nine-hole hitter, waits on deck. I'm sure he'd love an opportunity with the bases loaded. Here comes the pitch. Slider low for ball four. So got to beat those, needing a strike. Went with the slider. And it walks Bullard to load the bases with two outs. And now here comes Derek Lewis, the Bandits pitching coach. Scoreless game between Quad Cities and Beloit. We're in the top of the ninth inning. This is a situation where the Bandits have not often found themselves this year. And that situation being tied after eight innings. But in their two opportunities, the Bandits have won both of those contests. Bandits would, of course, need their second walk-off win of the series to come out victorious tonight. Beloit hoping for a lead going into the bottom of the ninth as opposed to still a scoreless ball game. So DeLu's going back to the dugout. Carter Jensen back behind the plate. Here we go. Bases loaded, two outs, right on right. Got to beat those against Osiris Johnson. First pitch slider lined towards shallow center. In comes Nivens, he won't get there. One run scores. Here comes Caballero. He scores without a throw, and Beloit takes a 2-0 lead in the top of the ninth. A two-out, two-run single off the bat of Osiris Johnson. He's got four RBIs in his last three games. And that was not necessarily a bad pitch from Nathaniel. In fact, he got Johnson out in front on a slider, but he kept the hands back enough to catch enough of the barrel and plop it into center field. So now Bullard at third, Johnson at first, and Mark Coley up. He swings through a heater. It's nothing and one. Bandits will have the 4, 5, and 6 hitters due up in the bottom of the ninth. Sky Carp still warming up a right-hander in the bullpen. Here comes the 0-1. Johnson takes off, pitch outside. Jensen bluffs the throw to second and then stares back the man at third, Tony Bullard. So he's stolen base for Johnson. That adds to his team-leading total, which now is up to 9. He has yet to be caught this year. 1-1 to Coley. Slider popped up near the first base dugout. Brett Squires eyeing it towards the fence, reaching out, and he won't get it. It lands off the roof of the dugout and out of play, and Squires is coming up limp. I think he got his cleats stuck in the metal drain over by the dugout. May have twisted an ankle a little bit. Tries to walk it off behind the first base bag. Justin Johnson came over, gave him a pat on the back, made sure he was okay. Squires just going to try to stretch it out. He's not planning on going anywhere. Alex Shears doing him the courtesy of dusting off home plate and allowing him some time to walk it off. Ian Durkin asks him face-to-face if he's good to go, and he says, let's play. Runners at second and third, two outs. 1-2 pitch to Mark Coley. Got to beat those steals. Fastball up and away, two balls, two strikes. Only fitting that this ball game features its first runs in the ninth. What a pitcher's duel. Sky Carp finally able to break through. 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Got him on the slider. Beloit, though, gets the runs they need. In fact, they don't get one, they get two. And go into the bottom of the ninth, up by a pair, trying to even up this series with a win tonight. Be right back with the bottom of the ninth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape.
Bottom of the ninth here at Modern Woodman Park, the Quad Cities River Bandits down 2-0 as Beloit broke the scoreless tie on a two-run single off the bat of Osiris Johnson. Xavier Meacham is the right-hander looking to close it out and hand the River Bandits what would be their seventh shutout loss of the season. Brett Squires stands in his way first. The slider is down and in for ball one. Meacham taking over for Evan Taylor, who, like every other Sky Car pitcher tonight, did not allow a run. 1-0 popped over the screen. One ball, one strike. Taylor goes an inning and a third scoreless. No hits, no walks, 1K. Meacham making his 11th appearance of the year for Beloit. 1-1 to Squires. Slider left outside, 2-1. Brett got his cleats stuck in the metal drain in front of the first base dugout, trying to make a catch on a pop-up in the last inning, but he, of course, has stayed in there. 2-1. Fastball low. 3 balls, 1 strike. Meacham has been really good for Beloit this year. He's given up just 3 earned runs in 13 innings with 19 strikeouts. Opposing teams are only hitting 191 against him. 3-1. Popped off the hands, out of play over the screen. Squires has one of Quad City's 3 hits, a single back in the third. Games this week have either been high scoring with loads of base runners, low scoring with very few. Tonight, a pitcher's duel. Squires on the 3-2. Bounces one over to second base. It's gloved by Zamora. His throw to first is in plenty of time to get out number one. So Meacham gets a big first out. Squires enter the ball game hitting 414 against Beloit this year. And he is kept off the base paths here in the bottom of the ninth inning. So one out and nobody on for Spencer Nivens, Quad City center fielder and 5-hole hitter tonight. Meacham's pitch, a fastball that finds the lower outside corner. He's firing it across at 95 to 97. Standing at 5'11", 200 pounds out of Greenville, North Carolina. 0-1. Low and inside, 1 ball, 1 strike. Meacham just 21 years old, a 10th round pick by Miami back in 2023 out of North Carolina A&T State in Greensboro. 1-1. Low and inside, 2 balls and 1 strike. Meacham, another guy who started the season in Jupiter, now up here at the high A level. 2-1. Inside, it's 3-1. With the Hammerheads this year, a 3.08 ERA in 11 and two-thirds innings. Struck out over 12 batters per 9 innings. Working behind Nivens, his 3-1. His line foul down the left field line. Spencer Tari on a pitch that was just on the outer half of the zone. And another full count situation for Quad Cities. Time called. And nice eyes by Alex Shears. The home plate umpire noticed a baseball that got loose on the left field berm. Caballero picks it up and throws it back up there. Bandits down 2-0 in the bottom of the ninth, tying run in the on-deck circle. One out, nobody aboard. 3-2 pitch upcoming to Spencer Nivens. Meacham gets the sign from Prater. He fires. Fastball is high for ball four. Nivens lays off. Spencer just one for his last 15 at the plate, but he works a critical walk to get aboard in the ninth. And now here is that game-tying runner, the batter Trevor Werner. Big crowd on hand for a Friday night at Modern Woodman Park. They want fireworks before the fireworks. Werner trying to snap an 0-for-3 start. Right on right, first pitch. Slider outside for ball one. Werner with 3 strikeouts in his 3 at-bats tonight. He has not enjoyed hitting against the Sky Carp this year. Just 3-for-30 against the Marlins affiliate. Nivens with the lead at first, 1-0. Fastball low, and now time called by Prater. The catcher wants a word. When trailing in this situation, Quad Cities has really struggled. They have just one win when trailing after eight innings this year. Of course, they were tied after eight tonight, but for all intents and purposes, Bandits have struggled to put together comeback wins this season. However, if you go back to the walk-off win on Tuesday, Bandits had to erase a four-run deficit. Meacham ready to go again. 2-0. Wave and a miss. Warner tried to connect on the fastball that was at the top of the zone, but no dice. Warner has four home runs and now 50 games this year. His first season in high A. 2-1. Wave and a miss. Another fastball, this time on the inner half. Now what does Meacham go to here? Fell behind 2-0, but then got back-to-back swings and misses on the heater. Does he go to it a third time? The pitch. He does, and it's a foul ball off the bat of Warner, who took it off the very knob of the bat. Alex Shears immediately popping out from behind home, pointing at home plate, saying that Warner stays. It was a foul ball. That was still 97 on the hands, almost literally. Now the 2-2. Slider pulled off the glove of the third baseman, foul. And Brooks Conrad pleading that Bullard touched the baseball in fair territory, which would make it a fair ball into the corner. And he may have a case. Brooks Conrad talking with Alex Shears in front of the third base bag. If Bullard touched the baseball in fair territory, it's a fair ball. And Werner would be going for extra bases while Nivens likely scoring. On Bally Live and MILB TV, you can see Brooks Conrad not nearly ready to blow the top off, but upset. Here's the replay. Maybe not. Either way, close play. And Werner's going to have to try again back in the box. The 2-2. Fastball just outside, and the count runs full. Well, the energy in this place is picked up big time. Werner, the tying run at the plate with one out in the bottom of the ninth. 3-2. Popped him up on the infield. First baseman Montgomery looks up into the twilight skies, takes a step back, and makes the catch for the second out. So two down, and now Justin Johnson representing the game-tying run. Even though last night's game was an 8-5 Skycarp win, there have really been no easy victories in this series. In some way, shape, or form, the trailing team has stuck around to make it interesting late. Quad City's most certainly doing that tonight. Here we go, right on right, Meacham's pitch. Nivens takes off for second. It's a called strike at the plate. And Nivens up to second without a throw. That is Beloit not concerned about Nivens, knowing that Johnson is the man that's really important. Meacham trying to pick up his third save in five opportunities in high A this year. 0-1. Fastball, called strike on the outer half. It's nothing and two. QC down to its final out and its final strike. Last time the River Bandits were shut out, May 29th against South Bend here at Modern Woodman Park. Beloit on the precipice of handing Quad Cities its seventh shutout defeat. 0-2, high fly ball down the right field line. That one's going to slice foul, though, behind the backyard deck and out of play. It had home run distance, but clearly foul to the right side. When you got a guy like Meacham out there who's throwing at 96, 97, you can just put the barrel on it. You never know what could happen. Johnson is not homered this year. And he's had a really good series. And against Beloit, batting .313 on the season. Nivens at second base, two outs. Another 0-2 from Xavier Meacham. The right-hander fires. Slider missed inside. One ball, two strikes. Skycar bullpen on its feet down the right field line. Johnson ready. Meacham ready. 1-2. Slider, check swing. Pitch was outside. He did not go. It's ball two. JJ is looked pretty comfortable at the plate over the last week. 0-2 today, but with a sharp line out in the second and a walk in the seventh. Meacham's 2-2. Fastball got him looking. Called strike three on the lower outside corner. Johnson didn't love the call, but it's the ball game. Beloit scores two runs in the top of the ninth, and that's all they need for a 2-0 victory here at Modern Woodman Park. That evens the series at two games apiece. And boy, that's a tough pill to swallow for Quad Cities. So, we'll be back in just a moment for the River Bandits post-game show. One more time, your final, Beloit 2, Quad Cities nothing on a Friday night in Davenport.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Bandidos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
For the final time on this Friday night, we welcome you back to Modern Woodman Park in downtown Davenport for the River Bandits postgame show. Boy, what a pitcher's duel we witnessed. However, it was the two runs in the top of the ninth that wound up the difference as the Beloit Sky Carp even up this four-game series, rather this six-game series, through the first four games at two apiece. They defeat Quad Cities 2-0 in front of a season-high 5,220 River Bandits fans. Here's what the final line score looked like for the Sky Carp. Two runs, five hits, one error, 1-for-7. With runners in scoring position, they strand 8 on base. For Quad Cities, no runs, three hits, and three errors. They go 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position as well and strand 7. The loss, Quad Cities' 7th shutout defeat of the year and their first in the month of June. The winning pitcher is Evan Taylor, one of four Sky Carp pitchers who did not give up a run tonight. His inning and a third were perfect with the help of one strikeout. He's now 3-1 on the year. For Quad Cities, the losing pitcher is Nathaniel Garabitos, who gave up two runs in that top of the ninth inning. He falls to 0-1, giving up the two runs on two hits, two walks, and one strikeout. No saves, or rather a save out of the bullpen to Xavier Meacham. He goes a frame scoreless for his third save of the year as a member of the Sky Carp. He works around the one-out walk of Spencer Nivens, getting Trevor Werner to pop up after a controversial fair or foul ruling down the third baseline, and then a strikeout of Justin Johnson. Final time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 24 minutes with an 8-minute delay for our Genesis home run for life. I'd say a delay much better spent than yesterday's. And as I mentioned, the attendance today, 5,220 here at Modern Woodman Park. Let's give you a look at the Midwest League scoreboard tonight. We never got to that in-game, but most everyone has finished up tonight with the exception of the ball game in Peoria, where the Chiefs lead the South Bend Cubs 6-0 in the top of the third. This is actually game two of a doubleheader for them, because remember, their game last night was suspended just as they were about to start the fourth inning. The Chiefs would hang on for the win in that one, 9-6 the final in the nine-inning game, and now Peoria up 6-0 through two innings in game two. The second half of the twin bill going 7 over at Dozier Park. The West Michigan Whitecaps got a win over the Western Division leading Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, 3-2 the final in Grand Rapids. Lake County also with a 3-2 win. They walk it off in 10 against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Captains remain atop the Eastern Division. The Dayton Dragons got a win over the Great Lakes Loons. Final score at Day Air Ballpark, 4-3, with Dayton scoring all four of those runs in the bottom of the ninth to walk it off against the Dodgers affiliate. Over in Lansing, the Lugnuts beat the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They shut them out and no-hit them yesterday, and tonight win with a slightly more conventional line score, 4-1. So after that sequence of events, it still remains a 3.5-game lead atop the Western Division for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Their magic number to 2 could have been down to 1 had they found a way to beat West Michigan tonight, but with the Cedar Rapids loss, that helps them out at least in some way, shape, and form. Let's go to the Kansas City Royals farm system, where there is still some action going on at the AAA level. The Omaha Storm Chasers and the Toledo Mudhens are tied at 2 in the top of the 6th inning over in Toledo. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals find themselves in a pitcher's duel. They lead Springfield 2-0 on the road, top of the 8th inning for them. And then in Columbia, who I guess is in Myrtle Beach, so for Columbia at Myrtle Beach, the Fireflies get a win over the Pelicans. Final score 7-2 with the Fireflies scoring six runs in the top of the seventh inning to break a 1-1 tie that came to fruition in the fourth. With the loss tonight, Quad Cities now 27-34 on the year. It matches their furthest mark from 500 in terms of a losing record this year. They are seven games underneath the 500 mark. At home, they fall to 15-16, and they have dropped their last two ball games. For Beloit, the win moves them to 27-33. That was their eighth win of the season on the road, away from ABC Supply Stadium, 8-19, the record there. And, of course, now the series even at two games apiece, with Beloit winning each of the last two ball games. Well, that'll do it for the broadcast tonight here at Modern Woodman Park as the Smart Toyota Fireworks Show pops and bangs over in center field. We're going to make our way to the exits here along with everybody else here shortly. Tomorrow, though, game five of this six-game series, a pivotal one at that. Quad Cities underway against Beloit starting at 6 p.m. Central. The start of the River Bandits pregame show, of course, scheduled 10 minutes prior to first pitch at 5:50. Henry Williams gets the ball for QC. The right-hander's 2-2 with a 4.21 ERA this year. He will go up against the top prospect in the Miami Marlins organization, the right-hander and former first-round pick Noble Meyer, who does not have a record in high A yet this year, but his ERA already solid at 2.89. With that, we're going to bid you adieu from Modern Woodman Park. Wherever you are, thank you so much for tuning in and joining us on Bally Live, MILB TV, and at riverbandits.com. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. Do it responsibly and safely, and we'll see you tomorrow for Game 5 of this six-game series here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. I'm Kyle Kercheval. On behalf of our entire production staff and our director of production, Justin Hodge, good night, so long from the Quad Cities.